This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. And our special guest on today's 5x5, Ruby Mundock. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, hi, I'm Ruby Mundock. You couldn't tell by my last name. I am the heiress, whatever the thing is.
Eldest heiress.
To my dad's guitar. That's about it.
My $300 guitar collection.
Yeah. And the backlog of podcasts.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. You will be half owner of the, cool. of the glorious Jason Mundock.
Diggs, it's me and you.
Catalog.
We're going to be the next hosts. Anyways, so I'm Jason's daughter, and I'm also a media arts student over at good old Millersville University.
Woot woot.
Just been living it up. I host a show called So in the Know here on So Good Lancaster. You might see me around there and host some features with my bestie, Ariana. Shout out to you. Yeah, that's pretty much me.
That's great. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And we are recording at the media studio here at the Candy Factory. Do we make candy, Diggs?
No, sorry.
We don't. It's a co-working space. It's actually a co-work and social club.
Ooh.
Located in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can schedule a tour at coworkinginlancaster.com. Community membership start at $100. You know what that gets you? That gets you in the door.
Whoa.
Anytime we're open.
What?
Unlimited usage.
It's crazy.
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, if you didn't know, 9 to 12.
Did you know that?
I don't do things Saturdays.
People actually come. No, it's great. It's more like a, hey, I want to just hang out and read the paper,
mm-hmm.
drink some coffee.
I didn't do that recently.
Newspapers.
Yeah, that's right. You did. You were there last time.
Yep.
Anyway, check it out. Coworkinginlancaster.com. You can get a tour. You can check out our media studio. You can find out about our media memberships and access to the media studio if you want to make podcasts just like Five by. Five. Diggs, my friend, it's always a pleasure to see you.
You too.
Welcome back. If you're new to the program, here's how it works. I have an iPad. His name is Frank. He's sitting right here. And for the first time, he's angled.
You can see him.
He's
yes,
angled.
Frank.
Frank is going to dish up five random topics. We're going to talk about each topic for 5 minutes. We'll hear a little jingle. We might even do a little dance. And then we're going to move on to the next topic. So
sorry.
The good news is if you're a minute and a half in and you're like, this topic is going nowhere, it's okay. Because it's only 5 minutes.
Right.
That's it. And we're moving on. You guys feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this cord's a little short, so I'm just adjusting. There we go.
You feel better?
Ta-da.
Yeah, it's a little, not much mobility, but we can work with it.
High maintenance.
Yeah, we got this.
Look, I'm tiny bit Italian. I use my hands. I need to be able to move. Let's just get started.
All right. Here we go. Frank, what is the first topic on today is 5x5, car you learned to drive in.
Car. What a fitting topic.
Car you learned to drive.
To talk about with my father who taught me how to drive.
Do you remember where you learned how to drive?
Yes, Royerstown Elementary School parking lot, which is where I went to elementary school.
Were you in elementary school at the time?
No, but I was. I don't know. Can we get arrested for this?
No.
I was 14 when I started learning how to drive.
Shh, don't say that.
You said no.
I said we can't get arrested. Doesn't mean you should broadcast it all over the.
But only I wasn't on the roads. Obviously, I was just in the empty Royerstown parking lot in the Scion.
So the story goes.
Ooh, a Scion.
A Scion, yes.
Yeah, Scion XB. It was a great car. I bought it in 2010.
Mm. Love that. The Toaster. If you're from Hempfield, do you know the Toaster?
I was driving a lot, and I was driving to New York a lot. I had some clients out on Long Island, and I needed a new car. I bought this little Scion. I loved it. Got great gas mileage. I was listening to podcasts on an iPod, the click wheel iPod in that car. And one day we were driving around, and Ruby said to me, I can't wait to learn how to drive. She's like 14.
Mm.
And so I just pulled into the parking lot. And I said,
get in the front seat.
Let's go.
Get in.
Today's the day, kid.
Let's go. So we putzed around, and there you go.
Honestly, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because the day I got my permit, I hit 60 going down Marietta Pike. And most kids get their permit, and they're like, which one's the gas, which one's the brake? I mean, we all still have those moments, but...
We do? Do you?
Occasionally,
you know.
But that's just the senior side of the spectrum. I'm getting to that point, right?
Fair.
But it was great, because when I got my permit, I already knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
it was just driving on the road for the first time, but once you get on it, it's no different than driving in a parking lot, pretty much. Just red lights.
Right.
Less white lines.
Yeah.
That's true. Diggs, what kind of car did you learn to drive in?
I was trying to think because it's
Huffy.
It was a Honda Civic for it was a Honda Civic or a Ford Focus. I did a driver's ed course in high school.
Okay.
So the car would shift depending on who was able to come out to do the lessons.
Did you drive their car?
It was they're a school that does it. My high school contracted with them, so they
got it. Was like
like a student driver.
Yeah. So like it was an older. I was like two older dudes. Maybe there's one older lady. I can't remember. And you would have like, I think it was like an hour and a half on the road with them, like every other week or something like that. I forget how it got sort of apportioned out. And I remember taking the test. I was more comfortable in the Civic. So I like had to contract. I had to like get that guy who had the Civic to take me to the
driver's
motor
test
vehicle
place.
Commission. Yeah, in Jersey. And had to go with him in that specific car because I was like, this is the one I'm comfortable in. But the first time I drove a car, I think it was my dad's Nissan Pathfinder.
Okay.
And I may or may not have been younger than 14.
Here's a question. Did you get a license in Jersey then? Because you had school in Jersey.
My first license, grew up in New York, didn't know that. My first license was issued by the state of New Jersey.
Got it.
To my New York address.
Oh, interesting.
There was a weird
yeah.
cross thing that New York and Jersey allow.
They do that.
The same state.
Yeah. Hold on. Whoa.
All the New Yorkers just stopped watching.
Sorry. So back in the old days, mm-hmm. when you would go get your permit when you're 15.
Nice.
Okay, so you could and then you would go get your license, but you didn't have to like. You could literally go get your permit the day before your 16th birthday and then go back on your 16th birthday and get your driver's license. I'm not even kidding you. They didn't care. There was no rule.
That's why all old people are terrible at driving.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, you don't have any scientific evidence to back that up. But in any event, listen to this story. Mm. My brother takes me to get my permit. Mm. My brother's 2 years older than me, and he takes me to get my permit to do the test to get the permit, whatever.
Yep.
We wreck. Yeah, he rear-ends this lady coming back from taking me to get my permit. I wasn't driving. Deferred.
Yeah, right.
Right, because I just took the written test.
Right, because you were getting ready. You were, you know, going through the theory. You had
absolutely.
You had
some
brain work.
Yeah, no, I was studying. I was all in it mentally. But yeah, no, we actually.
Well, wait, what was the car?
Oh, yeah. It was a, let's see, the one that I would have driven the most would have been a 1987 Chevy Celebrity.
Mm.
We had a 1985 Chevy Celebrity Eurosport.
Oh,
whoa!
With a sunroom, sunroom.
Wow, a whole extra room.
Had a room built on the back. It was great. Yeah, we had like a family living back there.
Oh my!
Was it a station wagon? Is that what?
No, it was like a.
You
rent
that out on Airbnb.
The Chevy Celebrities were like a sedan, like a pretty regular sedan. Okay. But the Eurosport was pretty fancy. It had the luggage rack and the sunroof.
Sunroof.
And the cassette stereo built in.
Oh, nice.
Like that's what I have right now.
Yeah, like it came with it. Yeah. It was a good car. It was
now that's antique.
It is. I had to get one of those cassette aux things. Corey, our awesome production guy, actually told me about them. So shout out Corey.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Well done, Corey.
I had one.
I got it, and I didn't know how to insert it to the cassette thing because it was this way, and then the cassette thing was like that, and I was like, "Are you serious? I just ordered this, and it's too wide." I was like, "How does it go in?" And then I realized
you didn't try to do like the match a shape.
I need to go back to the building block children's toys. Put that on my Christmas list.
Yeah, the little wooden
stars
things.
And the. This was like three months ago.
I love it.
So.
The car, for reference, the car's a 2008 Kia. She's right.
Yeah, it's almost as old as.
It's not an antique.
No, car. I know.
It's getting there.
Anyway, we've just driven off a lot of topic number one. We're getting ready for topic number two, popcorn.
Ooh.
Pro.
Definitely pro. but just regular popcorn. I don't need.
Yeah, we're gonna get into the whole the craft artisan popcorn here coming up.
I feel like there's like history here.
Just generally, are you a popcorn fan?
I love popcorn.
Is there a particular kind of popcorn you like?
Well, my mom makes great popcorn, so hers has always been a staple. But I recently, because I didn't eat microwave popcorn growing up, because she always made it. Mm. But I recently started getting into microwave popcorn. I learned how to make it in college. That's what I took for my freshman year.
I kind of did. Well, high school, but.
And it's so good. And the Wegmans movie theater microwave popcorn.
Oh,
it's
Wegmans.
Amazing.
Oh, I didn't.
Wegmans,
I didn't
and it's
Wegmans.
Cheaper because it's store brand. It's so good.
So I have a, so I have a love hate relationship with popcorn.
Right. Oh gosh.
What did popcorn do to you?
No, no, listen. It's not really the popcorn. It's it's the people. Popcorns don't ruin a theater experience. People do.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
So I would go to the movies back in the day, right? Yes. Back in the 90s, right? I'd go to the movies. And when Braveheart came out, what are you laughing
Sorry,
about?
I just
never.
The speech just, it was something.
Yeah. Listen, just calm down for a minute. Everybody take a deep breath. When Braveheart came out, a buddy of mine said, I didn't know anything about the film, and my buddy said, oh, you should go see Braveheart. It's excellent, right? Mm. I was like, okay. We'll go see Braveheart. So we went to see Braveheart. I saw Braveheart 4 times in a movie theater. I love this movie. Okay.
You paid each time?
I paid each. Of course, it was pretty cheap back then.
I got to see it.
It was 4 times I went to see this movie.
Mm.
I bought the soundtrack. I bought the VHS.
I've never heard you this passionate about something.
I bought the VHS tape of the bloody movie, and I watch it all the time. But listen to me.
Mm.
Every time I went to the movies to see Braveheart, the experience was just obliterated
by someone eating popcorn.
By popcorn, by this one woman. I don't know if it was the second or third time. Brought a 3-year-old.
Oh, no.
If you know anything about Braveheart, it's like a 3-hour. It's a 3-hour movie about I don't know, ancient Scotland, where it's gory. It's not gory, but it's like bloody battles, like violent.
Yeah, it's not for kids.
It's definitely not for kids. Especially not a 3-year-old who picked the squeakiest chair in the bloody theater, right?
The story's fantastic.
Have you heard it?
No.
The other times it was just a mix of the chomping of the popcorn. And I became sensitive to it because I went back a third time. I was like, I'm going to go see this movie. I'm going to experience the way it should be experienced. I'm going to go back. And it was the chomping. And it just spoiled movies for me. And it just made me think, why a noisy, you know what I mean? Like, why a noisy food?
Yeah.
It is a weird food choice for movie
it's
theaters.
It's the scrape of the bucket. It's the scrape of the paper bucket.
It's cheap.
It's so
like,
good.
Just think about how, like, literally all you're doing is just
There's other cheap food. What about, like, beans or something? Like soft beans.
No, but now you need a spoon.
Then people are gonna be farting.
They're gonna be they're gonna drop.
All right, so beans. Okay, yeah. Beans are a bad idea.
Yeah, no.
Maybe like oatmeal.
No. Again, you still need a spoon. Like
no, you don't.
People can't. No.
That's even grosser. You would get the slurp noises.
Oh. Right.
Oh.
All right. Your homework for this episode of 5x5.
Comment down below.
Yeah, come up with a soft food alternative for popcorn in movie theaters. Kraft popcorn, kettle popcorn.
Yeah. No, we can stick with Kraft because it's all cooked.
Kraft popcorn, where are you at with that?
The only one I can do is Cracker Jacks. That's it.
Mm.
I can't do...
Is that considered... That's not like artisanal.
No, but to me, it's...
Anything that's not popcorn with butter and salt is like Kraft.
Right, to me. Yeah. And it's like, I could do some cheddar popcorn depending on the level of cheddar because that's the...
Okay, well, I think there's a distinct difference between... Like freshly popped popcorn in either a movie theater or an air popper at home versus I went to Sheetz. For those of you in our global audience, Sheetz is a gas station chain and convenience store chain. It's amazing.
And it's better than Wawa.
It's better than Wawa competing gas station and convenience store.
Yes.
In the
just Google
central
it.
Pennsylvania.
Just Google it.
Anyway. It's going to Sheetz and buying a bag of popcorn. There's just a complete. It's like school pizza, right?
Yeah.
It's like school pizza versus when you go to the pizza shop.
That's fair.
Sometimes I do get a craving for school pizza.
Exactly. It's a different food.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. So when I go into Sheetz and I buy a bag of white cheddar popcorn, which I don't ever do, but if I were to, that is a completely different experience than freshly popped, you know, annoyingly loud, movie theater.
So.
But you know what I think? The Kraft popcorn, like I've had the chocolate covered and all that stuff, and I don't like it because it gets chewy. And chewy popcorn, I would rather it be loud and annoying but have a nice crunch.
Yeah, okay.
Because the chewiness, it gets stuck in your teeth. Don't even get me started on kernels, though. That's the one thing.
Well, yeah, that's a universal.
Well, you don't chaw on the kernels at the end?
But no.
I mean, like the little skins that get stuck like in your throat.
Right, right, right.
But the chewy popcorn is a no. Crunchy, yeah.
What about the soggy butter popcorn at the bottom of the...
Nope.
You know, I used to love that as a child. Now my texture, ugh.
I'm in the same boat. I used to.
Well, friends, the last kernel has popped on topic number two. It is time for topic number three of today's 5x5, which is
golf. Ooh.
Golf. Fitting.
Speaking of Scotland.
Yes. We do foreshadow. We do foreshadow a lot of topics. Of course, I think we make connections where there probably aren't really that
many.
Well,
that's also true. That's also true.
We can make a lot of things connect on 5x5. It's one of our gifts.
We're good at that.
What about golf for you, Ruby?
Another shout out to Corey, our producer. Corey and I learned how to golf at the same time in summer 2020. I love it. It's very fun. I started golfing to get brownie points with my papap. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to be the favorite grandchild, and I've achieved that position.
You're like setting up for the future. She's like, this is my retirement here. If I can, there's six of us. If I can weasel my way into about 50% of that.
He always said, I'm so sad none of my grandkids golf because he's a huge golfer. I said, say no more.
But okay.
Say no more. And I do enjoy it, though.
Can we go back to the fun descriptor real quick? I mean, I understand fun with family. But what's the general funness of walking around whacking at weeds?
Well, driving the golf cart.
She has wanted to drive it. I will say that.
Drinking.
As her father.
Okay.
She has definitely been, she's had a desire to drive golf carts since she was a little kid.
It's like a weird thing.
It's a thing.
No. That's fair. I can appreciate
also,
that.
Also, it's a good anger management source because you picture your enemy's faces as the golf balls,
but
and then you just
hold on.
You hit a drive.
Don't you also then get annoyed with the ball at a certain point? So then does it actually?
I mean,
it actually creates more anger
if you're bad at golf.
I see.
Which I mean, yeah, I am, but
yeah, I'm not good.
Have you golfed?
I have. Yes, there was a golf course on campus. Well, it was a 9-hole course. It wasn't a full course. Campus is big enough to. Hold it. Doesn't matter. Yes, I would.
That was a hell of an answer for did you ever golf?
Sorry, I know. I just am working
Wait,
through
yes
the
or no,
answer.
Diggs,
in my head.
Yes or no?
Yes. So I went with a friend who was on the varsity golf team.
Oh. Yeah.
And initially, really didn't know what I was doing. They're like, I hit one good drive.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it just annoyed the hell out of me. So like, my country club sport is tennis. I'm just going to stick with tennis. I just can't.
You're a tennis guy.
Yeah.
Did you do a so good golf trip?
I feel like I golfed maybe a half a dozen times.
Well, for business, did you?
No.
That's also why I wanted to learn, though, is I want to go into the sports industry and...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All business deals are made on the golf course, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, that is true.
If you want to learn now. I tried. Look, my brother's a big golfer. My dad was a big golfer. And they you know, every once in a while, I would go out when there was like a gang, you know, it'd be like a bunch of guys at the cabin. Mm. And we'd go play, you know, 18 holes. I'd make it about four or five holes. I'd be like, I'm out. I'm done.
I do have to say that 18 holes gets a little long, especially when you're not great like me and it takes longer than it should.
Mm. I'm remembering a different statement like just 2 minutes ago about how great you were. But keep going.
No, I came back after that and changed my mind.
We're going to check the tape on that, but keep going.
I'll put the replay in right now. I edit this. I can make you look bad, Diggs.
Oh, dang it.
Just kidding. I would not do that. I do not infringe on the truthfulness.
The magic.
The sanctity of 5x5.
Anyways, but yeah, 18 holes can get a little long. I prefer a nice 9, you know? Quick, get it done. Fun.
And also, you're not really getting the one reason I would do it, I think, is the actual walking part. Not that I don't like driving golf carts, but... I feel like that would, like, the walking would be...
There's a meditative sort of out in nature, out in well-curated nature.
Yeah, that I could do. That I could get behind.
Breathing the fresh air. I mean, I get it. I never liked it. I'm not good at it. I struggled to, like, there's the whole be the ball thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to whack the shit out of it, and I just can't, can't hold back.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, I get it, right? It's if you practice and you practice and you get good at something, but it just never really stuck for me.
Yeah.
But I can sort of put myself in a position where I could understand why some people, why it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's a great exercise, actually, which you wouldn't think because you just stand and swing, but I would always track it on my watch, and I would burn like a decent amount of calories. I think my first 9-hole course, I burned like 800 calories.
No.
Which, and that's with driving the golf cart. Like, it's such a good workout. Like, I wasn't even walking. So this is my sign to get back into it, because I took quite a hiatus.
Yeah, it's time. Golf on TV?
No. No. Have you seen the Power Golf? Do you know? I don't think that's the name of it, but there's literally a thing which just like
is that hits. With the windmills and you have to
like
hit it
mini
through
golf?
No. Literally, it's all drives. All they're doing is competing to hit the furthest drive, and it's all just meatheads who take the most ridiculous like run ups and like.
It is like extreme.
Yeah,
like X Games.
I wanted to be one of them.
The meatheads.
when you like kick it up in the air and then whack it or something.
No. It's still on a tee.
Oh.
It's just that like they will look like they're doing cricket. Like
Okay. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to be that.
No, I don't think so.
Well, what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a post-meal holiday TV thing with the family when you need something neutral.
I think that is when I saw it.
You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right.
You're laying on the couch, yep. Right?
Need
you're laying on the couch. Everybody's
Grandpa
just sort of.
Grandpa wants to watch some golf.
Right, and you end up with extreme golf.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we bogeyed topic number three.
Hey.
It's time for topic number four on this episode's 5x5. Do you know what bogey is? Okay, draw.
I forget. It's been so long.
Draw or paint. Draw or paint.
What's your What's your artistic medium?
If I had to choose between the two,
yeah.
This is hard.
I would draw.
Okay.
I would draw. I'm not a painter. Yeah. I've painted I had a very brief painting career.
How much did you sell?
We're going to have them up on auction at SoGoodLangster.com. Get your holiday gifts now, folks.
I gave my only half decent painting to my mom.
And
she has it on a wall. It's pretty.
What is it?
It's like a flower.
Oh.
Like an abstract flower.
What are you looking at?
I don't know what you're talking about. Next time I go, I've never seen that.
That doesn't look like a flower. No. Hey, Dad.
I didn't even know he painted.
Like I said, I had a very short career.
Yeah.
Was it before me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It was like 25 years ago, I think I painted that. I dabbled.
See, that's the thing. Like, I used to do that, as a kid, like, but never.
I was in my 20s.
Okay.
Well, I dabbled a little bit. I dabbled with some painting.
I'm still kidding.
But I did draw more.
Mm.
It's one of those things too. You're like, oh, I should do some art. You ever get that? Do you ever get that? Or like, it's a New Year's resolution era.
Yep.
Like, oh, you know what I should do to balance my life?
Yeah.
And my stress and all this. I should get a sketch pad. And then I go get. Here's what happens. I go to the art store usually around December 27th, right? When I'm exchanging the socks or whatever, you know, and I swing by Michael's or whatever, and I buy the sketch pad and refresh the pencils, right? And then I go back, and then somewhere around maybe February 3rd or 4th, I open up the drawer, and then I'm like, oh shit, there's last year's sketch pad,
yep,
and it goes right in there, and it's like, oh. That was the year before. There's my 2017 sketch pad right there.
I've got sketch pads dating back to like 2005.
But are they filled?
Some of them are, because you know I was an artistic child.
Oh yeah.
I'm the same. I dabble in painting nowadays. Honestly, the last time I painted was September 1st, because that's when we had all that flooding and I had off school and I wanted to paint some things for fall decor for my room, so I did.
Oh, you really did like paint recently?
Yeah. But I do like drawing, and I do draw somewhat often. I've always been into drawing.
More than painting?
More than painting.
It's the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
it's the efficiency of it.
I draw when I'm bored in class.
Which is never.
It's never.
Yeah.
If any of my professors are watching this, I love your classes. But sometimes the artistic flow just comes out, and I can't put a damper on
it. No, you can't suppress that.
While you're multitasking, listening to the very interesting lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I used to draw a lot.
Yeah.
That was my big thing. In fact, I used to do like ridiculously elaborate boats or ships, I guess.
I was going to ask what your genre would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I had this...
Seafaring.
This huge... Like, I don't like being on the water, but I loved drawing ships and boats. But like old time like military like the big like cannon hole things, like those whatever those are called. Man of war, whatever it is. I used to know. But yeah, that used to be my thing. So I also sometimes like thinking up new like Star Trek ships, just because like Star Trek was always on in my house.
Yeah,
hey.
It was on in my house too.
Don't turn the Trekkies off. We just lost. What did we? Who? What audience did we lose already?
The sheets.
Wow, wow, crowd.
The New Yorkers.
Yeah. No, New Yorkers. That's right. But no, like it just. I don't know. I used to just like have fun just thinking like, oh, what it mean?
Yeah. If I could make a ship.
Yeah. Why not?
No, that's great. I feel like that drawing any kind of art like that, it just goes away.
Yeah. Oh, I lost it. I can't do it anymore.
I mean, as a kid, yeah. it's just like there's a freedom there. I know it's a little cliche to say it, but it's like when you really think about it, you know, you're encouraged to be creative and there's you have art in school.
Yep.
Yeah.
For what that's worth, you know, however much you participate in that. But it just seems like even if you're into it as a kid, even if you're like an arts and craftsy kind of kid, it just kind of fades away, and it's a shame. I mean, except for the artists, you know, that keep going and
art does exist in the world. So,
it does. And I'm not saying, but it just feels like for pleasure, like just as a hobby.
Yeah, you're right.
So. Do you have a preferred like? Do you do colored pencils? Do you have like special?
Oh.
Or are you just like grabbing the number two and just hammering on the legal pad?
The old graphite.
Yeah,
Ticonderoga, whatever it is.
I did buy a really nice set of pencils once.
The colored ones.
Well, I have
the colored ones.
No, there was a. It was a
the metal
was,
case.
Yeah, long.
Yep.
I don't know. I paid like $30 for that thing.
I think I still have them.
You better. but no, one of those December 27ths, I was like, you know what? I'm not just gonna buy a sketch pad.
In the green box, the green package.
Yeah, yeah.
Those pencils.
Yeah.
I might have those too.
Those are great pencils.
Those are really good.
Those were like the. But here's the thing: it's like me and most things creative, and most tools.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it and then I don't learn anything about it. So do you ever look at like real drawing pencils, like real ones?
Oh yeah.
And it's like 2B.
Yep.
G. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all these codes.
I just use whatever is sharpest.
Yeah. It's just like oh yeah. You know I'm sure that there are meetups.
This is good for tracing. This is good for shading. This is
yeah right. I can't. There are people who know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But 99.
We're not making fun of you. We just don't.
No. We aspire to be you.
Yes. We're just losing audiences left and right.
Yeah, this is
this is a bad episode. you might want to turn this one off right now.
No, we need that engagement.
Let's just get to topic number five. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. No more
Frank,
shading.
Law and Order.
Oh. Ooh.
Law and Order.
So fun fact about me. I've never actually seen Law and Order, but recently, like any of the special SVU, I don't even know what that stands for, special victim, I do know what it stands for. Anyways, I've never seen
It's Port Vehicle Utility, but go ahead. No, just.
I've never seen any of the Law and Orders, but I'm in a media law class right now, shout out Dr. Spicer, and I absolutely love it, and this class inspired me to become a politics and government minor. Because I was like, ooh, law and stuff with policies are fun. And now I'm like, I should watch it because I might find it interesting, but I don't know where to start because there's so many and it's so old.
Start with the older ones.
You got to go back to the OG.
Yeah, because that's the only... Because
the characters overlap, right?
Some of them do, but the thing is like the original Law and Order truly did have the law and the order.
Okay.
So like you got the... cops running around trying to solve the crimes, but then you also got the courtroom intrigue.
Right, yeah. Right.
But they actually did more of the process of running a case.
Because it's so interesting.
It is. So I would say if you're going to start, season one. No, season
when
yeah,
did,
yeah,
when
yeah,
did Law and Order start? Was it?
It was
it,
like the 90s.
Yeah,
it was definitely the 90s.
1990, I think.
Because I watched it in syndication in the later 90s.
It was 90 because it was on for 20 years. It was the original was canceled in 2010.
Okay.
Don't ask me why I remember that.
It was a heartbreaking moment for Diggs.
But I wasn't. That wasn't my favorite one. I just remember being like, why would you cancel the original and leave the other spinoffs? It just didn't seem right. But they're bringing it back.
Oh.
There's the original Law and Order is coming back. I think halfway through this season, January, February, something like that. So. There will be new stories.
So I have like 2 months to catch up on every single Law and Order episode.
Yeah, there's like 450,000 of them. You can just binge those over the holidays. You know.
Yep.
No, I remember watching it. So for those of you under 35, syndication is reruns on television.
I didn't know that.
And the way that worked was, a television series would be on once a week, and then they would put it in syndication on reruns, so you could watch it every night.
You also need to, like, the once a week part for a set amount of time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for a season.
As a season.
And a then, real season, yes. Not just a group of episodes, yes. Which is the definition of season now.
Yeah.
Anyway, they would show the program once a week, and then after two or three seasons, after two or three years, they would start running season one, but you could watch it every day. So, like, on A&E, for example, back in the 90s, it was on, like, at 7 o'clock at night.
Was Law & Order on A&E?
A&E, USA.
Because, you know what? A&E, to me, is live PD.
Yeah.
Which got canceled.
I don't know what that is.
And it's so sad, but I didn't know that they did, like, acting shows on A&E.
Well, back in the day.
Oh. Because now it's all just, I mean, it's not.
But the original Law & Order was on, like, a network, right?
NBC.
I only watched it on reruns on A&E.
Gotcha.
It's just whatever. But I did watch it in the late 90s, that original cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a cool show. Like, you know what I mean? It was just entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But I never watched any of the, like, all the different ones that
the
came
other
out.
Ones that
but
came
that, noise, that music, dun, dun, dun. That's just the best. Dun, dun. We'll have to get that.
Oh, we should.
As a New Yorker.
Yeah. Oh, it was all over the place. Like, you couldn't, the amount of times I ran into, like, all the versions filming. Like,
that's what I was going to
sure
ask.
I must have been in the background of a few of the. It just,
I'll keep a lookout for you.
It just happens. It's just like, I think I'm in the background of an SVU episode that was filming in the meatpacking district. Because a friend of mine was, she was an extra. Like, she was actually an extra, so she was hired to be an extra, but then they needed more people. Something happened. I don't remember. And, like, I remember there's a chase scene or something. I think Stabler's running after someone.
Everybody, this is your mission.
No.
Go find the Law & Order episode with Diggs and comment it down below.
It's SVU. Stabler was still in it in the original, which, if you know what that means if you watch the show. Yeah, somewhere down in the meatpacking district. But, yeah, no, you would just run into it all over the place.
Because it was, when you're from a place like Barnesboro, Pennsylvania, the booming metropolis of where it doesn't even exist anymore, but back in the day, you know, you would think nothing like that would have ever happened, right? And so you're watching a show like this, and you know they're on the real streets.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a set in Hollywood.
Nope.
They're on the real streets. They're filming this thing, and there's so many of them. And I often wondered about that, like, how that works in a big city like that.
And they would, get called out when they did silly things. Like, if you're not from New York, this isn't going to be clear, but, like, if they're in Queens, what they're actually shooting in, like, the Bronx. Like, oh, yeah, they would get called out because... But sometimes it was just.
But there was no social media to really flame them.
Right, right. But now.
Nowadays. Now it's a different story.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
You could get away with a lot more with movies and TV. I remember it reminds me of, like, when bands would be in movies in the, like, 70s and 80s. Like, you know, there'd be a rock band on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I was a musician, right? So I was, like, interested in that. And they never could play the instrument. Like, they would be faking it.
Oh.
Like, the movies never cared. I would get so mad. I'd be like, hire a rock band. Like, hire.
Oh, you mean like the actors playing a musician?
Yeah, they would always
I'm
have.
Sorry,
they would
I'm
always
with
have
you.
Actors playing the musicians and bands, and then they didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, okay.
So they would be like hitting the wrong drum, you know?
Oh, for the sound you hear.
Yeah, for the sound you hear. There was even this movie called, like, Trick or Treat, which was about a rock band, and they hired an actor instead of forget about it.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Go see Trick or Treat.
I'm going to go binge watch Law & Order.
You should. That was quick.
That's the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting.
Sing.
Oh, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. I have nothing to really say. I'm so worn out. That's great.
That's okay. It was great.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Whoever's left. Who we didn't offend.
If anybody stuck around, we really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Diggs, can you take it from here?
I forget what the ending is.
Thank you, everybody, for checking us out on whatever platform you watch us on. And we will see you next time on 5x5.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy.
Follow us on the socials at So Good Lancaster.
Find 5x5 and all of our shows at SoGoodLancaster.com.
So Good
Lancaster!